All right, coming in next, final segment of the show. Every Friday, we get an update on the Fond du Lac Area United Way Fund Drive with Amber Killaway, the executive director. That's coming up next. Nobody was injured in a fire that destroyed a grain dryer at a Fond du Lac County farm. Joining us on this segment of the show, Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Kevin Galski. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Greg.
Pleasure having you on the program. This was early this morning.
Yes, the call came in at 4:40 a.m. this morning.
And where was the fire?
Fire was in a grain dryer at Double S Dairy, and that is located at N3447 Marshfield Road.
Is that in the western half of the county?
Yes, over by Alto, township of Alto specifically.
All right. So did a lot of fire departments show up?
Yes, there were several that were called to the scene. Alto Fire, Wapan Fire, Brandon, Fairwater Fire, Markazan Fire, Fox Lake Fire, Ripon Fire, Lamartine Fire, Rosendale Fire. So several, yes.
Okay, and you guys were on the scene basically for what, traffic control?
Yes.
And what was the story?
Most grain fires are caused by a mechanical issue of some sort. We do know that the owner said there was a sensor in the grain dryer that said there was an overheat. What caused it, they're not sure, but it does not appear to be suspicious.
So, yeah, I was reading through the press release. That sensor was about 11:30 last night. The fire started about 4 this morning. What do you do in that situation? So he's probably thinking, okay, it's over. There's a sensor that there's some overheating, but maybe that sensor goes off from time to time. Can a farm? You're probably not an expert in that area. I don't know.
No. And I actually did try and find some information on it, Greg. So I'm not sure how that works with the sensors, whether it's commonplace or when it happens, do they check it out immediately? I'm not sure. You'd have to talk to the owner.
Right.
Double S.
I'm just wondering, okay, so there's overheating. What does a farmer have to do in that situation? Do you have to try to empty the grain dryer? What do you do?
I
don't know.
Speculating. It would just be based off of my knowledge of a mechanical dryer.
Right.
Obviously, you know.
I don't know. I'll have to ask somebody that question. So was the fire, was it engulfed in flames or anything, or was it destroyed?
Yes, it was a total loss. So it did go up in flames. The grain dryer itself was a total loss, and everything that was in it, all the corn that was in it, which the estimates I had was 1,500 bushels.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
That's a lot of money.
Yes, it was.
All right. Okay. Well, fortunately, nobody was hurt, but unfortunately, the dryer and its contents gone. Kevin Galski, Sheriff's Chief Deputy. Kevin, great to have you on the program.
Thank you, Greg.